The Great Dragon. The whole habitable in the days of the Apostle was that part of the earth's surface which acknowledged the dominion of Rome. Upon this platform had been erected the largest empire then known to the world. By its imperial constitution was aggregated in one dominion all the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These lusts found free course through the constituted authority of the pagan church and state. Of the horrors perpetrated upon the world, lying under them by their wanton riot, the reader will find an ample account in the history of pagan Rome. In the progress and maturity of this dominion, sin reigned triumphant over the human race. Its lusts were let loose, and the propensities alone directed the policy of the world. The only antagonism experienced by sin was established in Judea. There, as we have seen, the first battle was fought, and the first victory won over sin by the Son of Mary. These were the two combatants: sin working in the children of disobedience, and the truth in the person of Jesus. Sin bruised him in the heel, but God healed him of his wound, and so prepared him for the future contest, when he should bruise sin in the head. Now sin could only have crucified him by the hands of power, for as this world is a concrete and not an indigested concourse of abstractions, sin, which in the abstract is a transgression of the law, must be incorporate to be competent to act. Sin, corporealized, attacked Jesus through the Roman power instigated by the chief priests of Israel. At this crisis, sin was brought to a head and ready to sting its victim to death. The event was now about to happen which the Lord God predicted, saying to the serpent, "Thou shalt bruise his heel." No one will be simple enough to suppose that the literal serpent was to do this in propria persona. He was, however, to do it in the sense of his being the instrumental cause of sin, which, through those that should afterwards obey it, should inflict a violent death upon the son of the woman. Without pity. Hence the Spirit of God surnamed him the Accuser, or the Adversary, so that when he was cast out from the government of the empire, a loud voice is represented as saying in the heaven, "Now is come deliverance and power and the kingdom of our God and the dominion of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren, who accuseth them before God day and night, is cast down." The history of this period is a striking illustration of the enmity God has put between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. In the war between them, the heel of her seed was bruised by the serpent power, as it had bruised that of their great captain. But thanks be to God who gives them the victory. The time is at the door when they will leave the dead and with him bruise the old serpent's head upon the mountains of Israel. There can be no friendship between these parties. Death or victory is the only alternative. There can be no peace in the world till one or other be suppressed. The enmity is the essential hostility betwixt sin and God's law, which is the truth. Either truth must conquer sin, or sin must abolish the truth. But compromise there can be none. I have great faith in the power of truth, because I have faith in God. He is pledged to give it the victory, and though deceivers in church and state may triumph for the time, and tyrants destroy the earth, their end is certain and their destruction sure. The dragon is the organic symbol of the old serpent power, as the leopard with four heads and four wings was of the quadrupartite constitution of the Macedonian. The dragon appears in four principal scenes in the Apocalypse. First, in the taking him who hindered out of the way, AD 313. Second, in the surrendering of the power, throne, and extensive dominion of the West to papalized imperial regal Europe, AD 800. Third, in the present crisis of the gathering of the powers that be to their last conflict for the world's dominion. And fourth, in the suppression of the serpent power by the Lord Jesus when he bruises his head and restrains him for 1,000 years. As the symbol of the old serpent in its pagan constitution with Rome as his satanic seat, he is styled the Great Red Dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. But after the revolution by which paganism was suppressed, the serpent power of Rome is simply styled the Dragon. About AD 334, a new capital was built and dedicated by Constantine and called New Rome by an imperial edict, which, however, was afterwards superseded by the name of Constantinople. Old and New Rome were now the two capitals of the Dragon Dominion, and so continued to be until Old Rome was surrendered to the imperial papal power of the West. New Rome, or Constantinople, then became the sole capital of the Dragon Empire, and Old Rome the capital of the 7-headed and 10-horned beast, an arrangement which continued for more than 1,000 years, so that they do homage to the dragon and they do homage to the beast. That is, they of the East are subject to Constantinople, and they of the West to Rome. But the time is at hand when the dominion, divided between the dragon and the beast, may be reunited, and the old Roman territory, with an immense addition of domain, again subjected to one sovereign. This may be by the fall of the two-horned beast, and the expulsion of the Turks from Constantinople, which will then become the throne of the dominion, represented by Nebuchadnezzar's image, which is to be broken to pieces in the latter days. The establishment of this sovereignty being accomplished, it stands upon the earth as the accuser and adversary of God's people Israel, and will make war upon them, and will combat with the faithful and true one and his saints, as did the old serpent power against Michael, Constantine, and his confederates in the early part of the 4th century. The result will be the same. The victory will be with Jesus, the great Prince of Israel, who will break his power to pieces upon the mountains of Israel in the Battle of Armageddon. This great adversary of the latter days is the northern autocrat for the time being. He is styled Gog by Ezekiel. In him will be accumulated all the power of the enemy, that is, of sin imperially manifested in under dominion such as the world has never seen before. Because of this, it is styled the old serpent, and because it will exist upon the old Roman territory, it is called the dragon, and from its hostility to God and his truth, it is surnamed the devil and Satan.